In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear friends, our brother Michael has gone to his rest in the peace of Christ. May the Lord now welcome him to the table of God's children in heaven. With faith and hope in eternal life, let us assist him with our prayers. Let us pray to the Lord also for ourselves. May we who mourn be reunited one day with our brother Michael. Together may we meet Jesus Christ, he who is our Lord and our life, when he appears in glory. We read in sacred scripture, "Come, you blessed by my Father," says the Lord, "inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." If I just could say a couple of words, just basically to say thanks to Bishop Franny, to Bishop Mullally, because he was so good to our brother. I know not just in his last months of illness, but from the moment he came to Wilmington, he was a good brother and a good friend of Bishop Mickey. And all of us who love Mickey love him because of that, and we thank him for it. I thank Bishop John for his homily, the homily of a good son, and that indeed he was, and is, and always will be. When I was at St. Elizabeth's, I thought that about a dozen years ago, we who were then the Church of Newark gave you this great man, and we told you to take care of him. And you did. And in the grace of God, we rejoice in the fact that he took such good care of you, too. I had the privilege of seeing him a couple of Sundays ago when Bishop Mullally was so good to work it out for me. And on the elevator going up in the hospital to see Bishop Mickey, I said to him, you know, we had this game we played that every time something got tough in Newark, and I was talking to him, I'd say, "God knows it ain't easy." And he would look at me and say, "It's not supposed to be." And when we got off the elevator and went into the room, I said, "What are you doing laying down there?" And he said, "Oh, you know." I said, "Gee," I said, "God knows it isn't easy." And he said, "It's not supposed to be." You know? So I knew then that we were going to have a great conversation, because he knew all the stories and he knew all the great things, and it was a great grace for me. I hope for everybody else. He is an extraordinary man. He's with the Lord now, and we know the Lord will enjoy his presence in a very special way. And so let us pray. All praise to you, Lord of all creation. Praise to you, holy and living God. We praise and bless you for your mercy. We praise and bless you for your kindness. Blessed is the Lord our God.
Blessed is the Lord our God.
You sanctify the homes of the living. You make holy the places of the dead. You alone open the gates of righteousness and lead us to the dwellings of the saints. Blessed is the Lord our God.
Blessed is the Lord our God.
We praise you, our refuge and our strength. We bless you, our God and Redeemer. Your praise is always in our hearts and on our lips. We remember the mighty deeds of the covenant. Blessed is the Lord our God.
Blessed is the Lord our God.
Almighty and ever-living God, remember the mercy with which you grace your servant, Bishop Michael Sotarelli, in life. Receive him, we pray, into the mansions of the saints. As we make ready our brother's resting place, look with favor on those who mourn and comfort them in their loss. Grant us this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Because God has chosen to call our brother Michael from this life to himself, we commit his body to the earth. For we are dust, and unto dust we shall return. But the Lord Jesus Christ will change our mortal bodies to be like his in glory, for he is risen, the firstborn from the dead. So let us commend our brother to the Lord, that the Lord may embrace him in peace and raise up his body on the last day. And so we say now these general intercessions, and you will join, please, in saying, Lord, have mercy, as Father reads the prayers. And so we pray for our brother Michael. Let us pray to the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me shall live, even in death, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
Lord, you consoled Martha and Mary in their distress. Draw near to us who mourn for Bishop Saltarelli, and dry the tears of those who weep. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
You wept at the grave of Lazarus, your friend. Comfort us in our sorrow, we pray.
Lord, have mercy.
You raised the dead to life. Give to our brother eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
You promised paradise to the repentant thief. Bring Bishop Saltarelli to the joys of heaven, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Our brother was washed in baptism and anointed with the Holy Spirit. Give him fellowship with all your saints, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
He was nourished with your body and blood. Grant him a place at the table in your heavenly kingdom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Comfort us in our sorrow at the death of Bishop Saltarelli. Let our faith be our consolation and eternal life our hope. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
With longing then, dear sisters and brothers, for the coming of God's kingdom, let us pray in the words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God of holiness and power, accept our prayers on behalf of your servant Mickey. Do not count his deeds against him, for in his heart he desired always to do your will. As his faith united him to your people on earth, so may your mercy join him now to the angels in heaven. And let us bow our heads and pray for God's blessing. Merciful Lord, you know the anguish of the sorrowful. You are attentive to the prayers of the humble. Hear your people who cry out to you in their need, and strengthen their hope in your lasting goodness. We ask you this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. May he rest in peace.
Amen.
May the soul of Bishop Michael Saltarelli, beloved shepherd, faithful priest, true man of God, may his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen.
And may the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.